Let's talk about some of the other research going on in the NSABP. What's going on with NSABP B35, the trial in DCIS?
That's continuing to accrue very well. That's a trial examining what kind of an antiestrogen should be given for patients with ER-positive DCIS, and that'll be a very interesting trial. Those are all patients who have a lumpectomy and radiation for DCIS and then are randomized to tamoxifen or Arimidex.
What's been your experience in terms of tolerance of the AIs or Arimidex compared to tamoxifen?
For the most part, they're very well tolerated. And every once in a while, I'll have a patient who has some weird side effect that I didn't even talk to him about ahead of time, but they seem to do quite well with it. And I think it's somewhat less of a problem with hot flashes and other side effects compared to tamoxifen, but they're certainly not trouble-free, and some patients have problems with them.
What's your take on the attack data and the other data that's been coming out in terms of switching aromatase inhibitors?
Well, I think it'll probably precipitate a fairly wholesale switch in the primary treatment of ER-positive postmenopausal breast cancer patients. It clearly is the end of 5 years of tamoxifen as a standard treatment, I think. I don't think we'll see that anymore.